Welcome to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural. Be the Natural Healing Show.
Hello, my name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. So I'm here today to talk to you about a really important subject, which is needs. And there's all kinds of coaches and healers out there. But what I'm as I listen to people, very few people are talking about this very important subject, which is needs. So first of all, why would you want to understand your core needs? So one way, the only way to feel truly happy in life is to understand and meet your own needs. Now, as of this recording, I've published 10 books. Two of my books are about how to heal depression naturally without drugs. So I got off lithium and antidepressants after being on them for 18 years. As of this recording, I'm 67 years old. I've been off all psychiatric drugs for 33 years. And part of that process was, of course, getting off drugs, which I've done many recordings about. And you can listen, if you're on psychiatric medication and you want to be drug-free, you can go through the archives for the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio and listen to my many recordings or find them on YouTube about how to get off drugs naturally. Or you can read Banish the Blues Now, which is the most updated of my books about how to heal depression naturally. So over the past 33 years, I have helped more people get off drugs of every kind, every drug you could possibly name, than I can even count. And there's many steps to that, as you can imagine. But one of the steps that I feel is really super important is to empower you to understand what are your top five needs. And your needs can vary at different points in your life. So the first reason that you really want to understand and meet your own needs is that the only way to feel truly happy in life is to understand and meet your core needs. Now, also, many people grew up in an abusive household or as sons and daughters of narcissists. So they were forced to neglect their own needs. My father was a manic depressive narcissist. The earliest memories of my life include physical abuse. And, you know, thank God for my father. He's why I became a healer. And I spent 2 years in a support group for battered women. So again, when you grow up in that kind of environment or you've been recovering from any kind of abuse, one of the patterns that you want to unwind is the pattern of ignoring your own needs. Because when you're in an abusive situation or you are related to a narcissist, only their needs matter. And what you need and what you want isn't even part of the discussion. So another reason that you really want to contemplate what are your core needs is that many people are so focused in our day and age on making a living that they forget to make a life. And when you're focused purely on paying the bills, then you can experience a true feeling of soul loss and soul emptiness because you're neglecting your own humanity. You're forgetting that you're human and all humans have needs. Needs are normal. And finally, when you really understand what are your core needs, then you can design a life based on your core needs. So recently I was working with a very brilliant gentleman and he was just having a real hard time sort of figuring out what are the next steps in his life. And so much of the time we're looking for a job title or a certain income level. And all of that can be valid and important and rewarding in its own way. But he wasn't really taking into consideration what are his core needs and how can he design a life that's based on his core needs. And so for me, Years ago, I got off lithium and antidepressants. I've been drug-free now for 33 years. And part again of that, my recovery process was designing a life that makes me really happy. And when you design a life where you meet your own needs, where you're really genuinely happy, there's no need to escape from that. You don't need to take drugs to escape from that because you're so miserable. You don't need to overwork to ignore how you're really feeling. You don't need to take extensive vacations. Nothing wrong with vacation, but you don't need to escape your life because you're living a life of true meaning, true service, and true happiness. So those are some good reasons about why you would want to understand your core needs. Now, I want to also point out, where did I get this information? So again, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, author of 10 books, host of the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I've studied natural healing literally all over the world. At this point, I've worked with clients in six continents. And in studying healing from all over the world, I've studied many modalities. And two important modalities that I'm going to talk about today, I studied nonviolent communication, which is a means of communicating your needs, and it's actually a very high level negotiating strategy. And then I also studied with Alison Armstrong, who's a relationship coach who teaches people how to get their needs met in relationships. But the first step is you have to understand, what are my needs? How can I have a happy relationship and get my needs met in a relationship if I don't even understand what I need and how I can go about meeting my own needs? So very much appreciate Alison Armstrong of understandmen.com. She has wonderful work. If you're wanting to have a better relationship, I encourage you to study with Alison Armstrong. And nonviolent communication, you can read the book about it or find people who can train you in that modality in negotiation. So now let's talk about, what is the difference between a need and a want? And this is so important to understand. A need is something that if you don't get it, you're off balance and not okay, right? And Maslow talked about a hierarchy of needs, right? With the very base being your survival needs, right? But many of us, our survival needs are being met. We have enough food, we have a shelter, we can pay our bills, maybe easily or not. And then there's these other level of needs, which we're going to be talking about. So again, a need is something that if you don't get it, you're off balance and not okay. Now, a want is something that's soul fulfilling, and it's okay to have wants. I want beautiful clothes. I want more orchids. In my mind, you can never really have too many orchids, right? I want to go to Paris, and I've been to Paris. But if I don't go to Paris, I can still be okay. But if my needs are not met, then I'm not okay. So we're going to be talking about needs today. So how do you go about identifying your core needs? The first step is to really understand, what are some common human needs? And I'm going to be talking about these with you and going over a list. And this list is available, and you can find it in the book, Nonviolent Communication. So once you are familiar with core needs, and I'm going to discuss it with you, then one of the things that I commonly do, and I frequently do this in sessions, is both my client and I will identify their core needs. I will tune into them intuitively using my medical intuition, and they will tune in. And then we'll discuss it, right? Because sometimes the needs are very similar, and you just really want to fine-tune it as much as you can in order to understand yourself as much as possible. So, what are some common needs that we humans have? And again, this is from the book Nonviolent Communication. So I'm going to give you some general categories. And as I read over these needs, and I'm going to talk about certain words, there may As you listen to me, there be maybe other words that are more appropriate for you. So general categories, connection. So one of the things humans need is connection. We need connection with each other, with a significant other, with a family, with community, with the world at large, with the earth, with our spirituality. Another big category is physical well-being. And of course, as a medical intuitive healer, I'm always dialing in specifically to what you need in order to be healthy, what kind of diet you need, what kind of foods agree with your body and don't agree with your body, what kind of movement needs you need, how much rest you need, how you can rest better, perhaps. So connection is the first category. Physical well-being. The third need that we all have is honesty. And again, part of the process of identifying your own needs, you have to be honest with yourself because so many of us, especially when we start out in life, we design a life based on what everybody else is doing or what our family tells us to do. And you become a doctor or a lawyer or an Indian chief, and you're like, wait a minute. None of this is meeting my needs. I'm completely miserable. And then, you have some kind of breakdown because you're deeply unhappy. And that breakdown could be in your health, in your physical health, your mental health, or you need to just leave your job altogether. So, honesty, being honest with yourself. The fourth category is play. And one of the people that I've interviewed here on the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio is actually a play therapist. And I remember before I heard about him, I thought, oh my God, now there's a therapist for everything. Who needs a play therapist? He was one of the most profound speakers I've ever heard. And again, as they say, all work and no playing makes Johnny a dull boy. And so, at a very core level, your inner child needs play, your soul needs play. And again, what does that look like for you? Because everybody's form of play may be different. Okay, the sixth thing that we all need is autonomy. And I'm very blessed at the current moment. I live in the United States, a so-called democracy. And yet, I've visited, for example, Cuba. And it literally brought me to tears to just see what happens when people don't have autonomy, when you don't have choice, when you don't have freedom and independence and space and spontaneity. And then the last category is actually meaning. And this is, you have to understand that your soul needs meaning, right? So your soul needs to matter and to find different ways for your soul to express yourself in this lifetime. And then an eighth category, which I've learned about actually from the great coach Tony Robbins, is you have two needs which are competing, which is certainty. Like I'm certain that the roof on my house is going to stay stable for now anyway. And then we also need uncertainty, which is variety, which is why frequently people like to travel, to have different ways of seeing the world, different foods, different outlooks, different landscapes. So Tony Robbins identifies a core need as certainty and uncertainty. And they're two sides of the same coin. And with that, as we have discussed the top categories and needs, let's now take a break and listen to a message from our commercial sponsor here at UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author, and I'm talking about to you right now. I'm having a heart-to-heart conversation with you about what you need, okay? And we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. So I'm going over with you a common exercise that I go over very frequently with my clients. I go over this exercise with people who've been abused because they don't remember what their needs are, or they're so covered up from all the abuse, they have no idea. I do this exercise with people who are depressed, who want to be happier. I do this exercise with people who are anxious, because very often when we have anxiety, we're suppressing our own needs. I do this exercise with people who are wanting to have a better relationship. And relationships are a very core aspect of our happiness. But if I don't understand what I need, I can't make myself happy. And when I show up as happy and fulfilled, then I'm a better partner. And if I don't understand what I need from my partner, then I can't go about getting it. All right, so let's go into these categories in greater depth. So again, the top eight categories are connection, physical well-being, honesty, play, peace. I don't know if I mentioned that last time. Peace, very important. Autonomy, meaning. And then the eighth category that I'm adding is certainty and uncertainty. All right, so let's talk about under category number one, connection. Some of the words that you may relate to. And as you're listening to this, pay attention and really notice what resonates in your heart, mind, and soul about what you might be missing in your life right now, what you might need in order to be more fulfilled and happy. Acceptance, affection, appreciation, belonging, cooperation, communication, closeness, community, companionship, compassion, consideration, consistency, empathy, inclusion, intimacy, love, mutuality, nurturing, respect and self-respect, safety, security, stability, support, to know and be known, to see and be seen, to understand and be understood, trust and warmth. Now, as I read over this first category, you'd be like, Catherine, I need all of these things. And that's normal. And it's all part of being human. But you really want to resonate with your top needs, right? Because so many people are focusing only on their security needs by working really hard and earning as much money as they possibly can in order to try to make themselves secure. And when you don't have financial security and you're not secure, you don't have a secure place to live, you don't have a secure source of income, that can be a tremendous source of depression and anxiety. So that is important. but you want to listen to these other needs as well. Now, the second category is physical well-being. What does that include? Fresh air, food, movement, exercise, rest, sleep, sexual expression, safety, shelter, touch, water, and I'm going to add sunshine. So I'll give you an example. So currently I'm working with an individual, and this story may absolutely resonate with you, because she gets up every morning before dawn, gets on the subway in the dark, goes to work, works inside in a building, and then when she comes home, it's also dark, so she never gets enough sunlight. And lack of sunshine and lack of adequate sunlight is an actual, it leads to a condition called seasonal affective disorder. I'm always recommending people who have job and life situations like this to get a therapeutic light box. I recommend the light boxes from Alaska Northern Light Box. They're fabulous. I actually own two of them, even though I live in Atlanta. And so many of us live on a latitude on the planet. So, for example, if you live in Boston or Paris or London, you're living on a latitude on the planet where at certain times of year, you cannot get enough sunlight. And I remember in 2005, I guess it was, I taught a number of workshops in London, and I did healing work with many, many people. And pretty much everybody that I worked with, the pineal gland in their brain was not working optimally because they were not getting enough sunshine. So again, when we think about what I need to be happy, again, maybe you don't need another psychiatric medication, maybe you need sunlight. And that could be getting outside, taking a walk in nature. And it could mean if you do have a job where you're inside all the time, that you get a therapeutic light box so you get enough light to stimulate your pineal gland and overcome seasonal affective disorder. So that's one example that many people overlook. So the next third category is honesty. So what does that mean? That means authenticity, integrity, presence. I remember years ago, and this is an interesting story, I was working with a client. She came in, and the ostensible problem that she came in for help about was she had severe pain in her groin, specifically the psoas muscle. Now, if you understand the body and the relationship between the emotions and your muscles, so every organ, every muscle, and every acupuncture meridian has emotions associated with it. The psoas muscle, which is your hip flexor, is on the kidney meridian. What is the kidney meridian about? It's about fear. So we hold a tremendous amount of stuck fear and survival anxiety in our psoas. So this dear lady came to me, and she was having this chronic severe pain in her psoas. So that was what she was coming for help for. Well, when I looked at why that psoas was not releasing, because she'd been to the chiropractor and physical therapist and body workers and massage therapist. So the issue was that she hadn't been authentic. And in her early 60s, she was just having the courage to come out and admit that she was a gay woman. My heart went out to her. So she obviously didn't feel safe to admit her true sexuality. But again, when we want to be happy, we need to be honest with ourselves about who am I? Who am I? Who am I? What is my sexuality? What is it that I really need? What is it that I really want? And as we show up as our true authentic self and have the courage to show up as your true authentic self, then you can be the powerful person that you are. You can contribute from your true authentic self. So honesty includes authenticity, integrity, and presence. So that's showing up as your true self, not escaping, not running away from who you really are. Now, the fourth category again is play. And I mentioned the play therapist who just blew me away with how profound his message is. And what's so interesting about play is that many of us are stuck in survival mode. So when you're stuck in survival mode, you're fighting to survive, you're fighting with other people, you're arguing all the time, you're in flight, which is you're running away. You're avoiding the situation. You're putting your head in the sand, trying to pretend things don't exist, or you're in freeze. And when you're in freeze, you're just plain stuck, right? So, going back to play, what play does in the brain is that it gets you out of the amygdala, which is the fight, flight, or freeze part of the brain. So, when you're playful and when you give yourself permission to truly play, you get out of the survival mode and you get, again, you get into your true authentic self. And there's so many ways to play. My partner and I, we like to play rummy cue on the porch with my dog. Other people play golf or tennis. So there's organized sports, right? There's games you can play online that are rich, really super great for your brain. There's bridge, there's mahjong, there's many ways to play. But as you play, you want to have a sense of joy and a sense of humor about it and just realize. So many people think, I'm wasting time, I'm not earning money. Well, when you play, you're getting out of survival mode, which is so incredibly beneficial for your overall well-being. So the fifth category is peace. Now, peace is one of my top values in life. So one of the things that I do after needs is identify what do you really value in life. So peace is super important, one of my top five values. So what does peace look like? So peace includes beauty. So I find tremendous peace in my garden. When I'm out in my garden, I just feel like I'm in heaven. Communion. So communion could be, with your higher power, with God, with your angels, okay, with a spiritual community. Ease. When you're at peace, you experience deep ease, equality. And here at the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio, I've done a number of radio interviews about how racism is terrible for your health. And it's just a long-term stressor for many people who are not experiencing equality. Harmony, inspiration. So, when we go into meditation, when we quiet our mind, and when we listen to our soul, that's when we get our aha moments. That's when we get inspired. It's like, oh, now I'm divinely led to all that leads to my highest good and order. So, when you have your house in order, when things are neat and clean, and you know, you can find the dog leash or your hairbrush or your favorite pair of earrings that you want to wear because things are in order, then you experience deep peace. And this is the fundamental principle behind feng shui, is to create an environment in which you can thrive. And one of the things that I'm always talking to people about is your environment is the most powerful factor. So in my healing room, I raised gorgeous, gorgeous orchids, and they're so inspiring to me. And when people walk into my healing room, they immediately feel better. They feel uplifted because they're surrounded by peace and beauty. But I tell everybody I can take a beautiful orchid and put it in the dark and not water it, and it will die. So by creating specific order in your home and your work environment, then you can feel better. And this may be, again, a factor that you may not have recognized that you actually need, right? For many years, I dated a guy who's a great guy. And what I noticed was I loved being with him, but I would get away from his house as soon as possible because the house was in complete chaos and he was a hoarder and there was just junk everywhere, and I couldn't find mental peace in that environment. So, the sixth category of needs is autonomy. And again, I talked about visiting Cuba, and my heart goes out to everybody who's living in an in a country where you do not have choice. So what is autonomy? Choice, freedom, independence. Even in a healthy relationship, we have a certain amount of independence, space, and spontaneity. Now, the seventh category of needs is meaning, awareness, celebration of life. So a celebration of life could be, it's your birthday. Let's have a little birthday party. Or it could be, it's Friday. Let's hang out and enjoy this beautiful day. Challenge. So again, when we're wanting peace and ease, sometimes we forget that we actually need challenge. And there's all kinds of ways that you can build challenge. You can have physical challenges like doing more push-ups. You can have mental challenges by learning new things. But challenges actually build self-confidence. They build self-esteem. I remember years ago, I had a little rescue dog. She was so cute, a little Cocker Spaniel named Belle. And when I got her, she had severe depression and severe anxiety. The doggy trainer wanted to put her on doggy antidepressants. I'm like, we're not doing that. So one of the things that we would do was, bottom line, was I trained her to jump through a hula hoop. Now, the point wasn't necessarily to get my dog to jump through a hoop. The point was to empower this little dog to go through some challenges and realize, you got this, girl. You're stronger than you think. You're more amazing than you think. And so when we challenge ourselves and overcome those challenges, that, again, that builds self-awareness of how awesome you are and all of your fabulous talents. Another things that we need is clarity, competence, consciousness, contribution. So when you do volunteer work, when you give your money, you give your time, you give your love, your energy, you're contributing to the greater good. Creativity. I have so many clients who are artists, and when I'm working with them, often I find that if they don't paint or sing or draw a certain amount of hours every week, they go into depression. So creativity is not necessarily about earning a living as an artist. It's about feeding your soul. Discovery, efficacy, growth, hope, learning, mourning. And this is interesting because in life, we do go through losses where you lose a loved one. And one of the things that you may need is to give yourself time and space to experience the depth of your loss. And that's mourning. So mourning is an actual need. Participation, purpose, self-expression, being able to say what you like, what you don't like, to really talk about what's really meaningful and important to you. Stimulation, to matter. So recently I was working with a client and she was exhausting herself and depleting her finances because she was giving to everybody around her. But when we looked at what the core need was, she was wanting to matter, right? And, you know, maybe finding other ways of mattering or realizing that you do matter. And if you're alive, you have to understand that your energy is unique to you. So you are already a VIP. You're a unique vibrational interference pattern. You don't have to be rich or famous. But if you're alive, there's something about your energy that the world needs. So your energy is just as unique as your thumbprint. And when you honor your needs and honor the unique energy that you are, then you can empower yourself to show up and to matter in all the ways that only you can. And understanding, again, to understand, to be understood, to have that deep understanding. And then the eighth, again, is Tony Robbins. We need certainty and uncertainty. So some people feel like they need to eat the same thing for breakfast every day. Other people, it's like, give me variety. I can't stand it. I have to have variety in my food. So those are the common human needs. And as you listen to this, really make a mental note. What are your five top needs? And what needs are most pressing for you that are not being met? And with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author, talking to you today about what you need as a human being in order to thrive, in order to be happy, and to show up as your true authentic self. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So as I mentioned, I got this list of common human needs from studying nonviolent communication. So let's talk now about how this understanding your needs and understanding other people's needs can help you when you're negotiating, when you're in communication. So many of us, speaking for myself, I just want it all the way I want it. I think that's pretty normal. But once we admit that we have needs, then we can admit that other people have needs also. And when you're trying to find a mutually beneficial solution, and if you're in any kind of long-term relationship with a friend, with a partner, with a family member, when you honor and find solutions that meet everybody's needs, then you're gonna have a better outcome. And just having it all my way, I may think I've won, but if I win and I'm not understanding and I'm not meeting the other person's needs, then it's not necessarily going to be a long-term solution, and it may create resentment and cause friction and possibly even destroy the relationship. So as you communicate with other people, think about what it is that you need in that situation, and then see if you can identify what is the other person, what need they're trying to meet. Because often, even if we're thinking about communicating with people on the other side of the political spectrum, and in our culture and social media, we tend to demonize other people who don't think the way that we do. You don't think the way I do, therefore you're evil, you're bad, you need to be wiped off the face of the earth. And that is not a healthy perspective. And even when somebody has some sort of so-called outlandish point of view, you can ask yourself, well, what need is it that they're trying to meet? And when you understand that core need that they're trying to meet, then you can do a better job of communicating effectively, of showing them the respect that they need, and maintaining the health of the relationship. Now that brings me to the great ask, which is something really critical and important that I learned from the relationship coach, Alison Armstrong. Now, Alison Armstrong, you can find out about her wonderful work at her website, understandmen.com. And she's very protective of her proprietary information. So I want to give credit where credit is due. So by all means, go study with Alison Armstrong at understandmen.com. She's got phenomenal courses, both for men and for women and for couples, about how to have better relationships. So if you've been struggling in that area, I strongly encourage you to read her books, to study her courses. Now, Alison Armstrong has come up with something called the great ask. And again, this is so important. So many times we find the partner of our dreams and then we get stuck because there's some kind of conflict. So Alison Armstrong has come up with this four-step communication plan that will help you Communicate your needs to your partner. So I'm going to go over this and then I'll give you examples. All right. So there's four steps. And every time you do the great ask, you go through all four steps. The first step is you say, I need. And when I'm talking to my clients about this, I say, you know, think about this almost like a format that you would get if you get a phone call from a telemarketer. So they've got their script. The first step in the script is I need. And you talk about your needs because a need is something, again, that if you don't get it, you're off balance and not okay. A want is just something that's so fulfilling, but a need is, this is really important. Now, the second step is you say what it looks like for me is. And the reason that you say that is that I may have a picture inside of my head and you may have another picture inside of your head. And if I talk about my need and your picture is different from mine, well, I can't necessarily get what I need. And we have to understand that every human has different pictures inside of their head, right? And I'm going to give an example of this. The third step that Alison Armstrong recommends that you say is what it will provide for me is. What it will provide for me is. Now, the reason that is so important, you want to communicate to your partner what meeting your need will provide for you, because normal men are providers. And when you're in a loving relationship, whether you're a man or a woman, your partner wants to make you happy. They're there because they love you. They want to make you happy. So you want to explain to your partner what this will provide for me. And the fourth step is there anything you need from me to give me what I'm asking for? Is there anything you need from me to give me what I'm asking for? And the reason that's an important question is that you respect and honor your partner by recognizing that they may need something from you to give you to meet your needs, right? So here's a simple example. So I may say, I need food. You know, my blood sugar's dropped. I feel a little shaky. I need food. Now, to one person, that could mean, oh, you just need to get a few almonds or a protein bar or a little apple or something. But to me, that could mean, no, I'm really, really hungry. I need to stop and I need to have a meal. So you have to say what it looks like for me is. What it looks for like for me is I need to go make dinner right now and we need to sit down and, you know, have a family meal so that I can really be truly fulfilled. And the third step is you say what it will provide for me is. So if I say I need food right now, what it looks like for me is I just need to grab a few almonds. What it'll provide for me is it's going to balance my blood sugar and then I can come back to this discussion and share with you my knowledge. And the last step is there anything you need from me to give me what I'm asking for? And it's an open-ended question because you don't really know what the other person may need. They may need you to remind them, right? It's like, or they may, they may need you to go to the store or what have you. So you want to be curious and open and respect that other people have needs as well as yours. So as I talk about these needs, you can see that needs are important for yourself, for your own happiness. And they're also important for having an intact, healthy, long-term relationship. So in a healthy, happy, long-term relationship, everybody's getting their needs met. A really important thing to understand is if somebody is not happy, their needs are most not likely being met. So if your partner is having an affair, more than likely, their needs are not being met. And it may not just be sexuality. It may be communication or time together, right? So how do you identify your core needs? You're listening to me and really paying attention. What is your soul crying out for? What is your heart crying out for? And you can, one of the things that I do as a medical intuitive healer is I notice what are the core imbalances that are showing up in your body? And what does that tell me about what your body needs, what your mind needs, what your heart and soul needs? So your body doesn't lie. And if you're suffering from health issues, more than likely you've got some core needs that are not being met. And it may be better food, better water, cleaner water, more movement, or quiet and rest and meditation, but it may actually be some of these deeper soul needs that need to be addressed. Your body is just crying out so that you'll pay attention finally. So one of the simple ways is to go into your meditation and ask yourself at the core level, at the core soul level, what is it that I need? So as I mentioned, when I'm working with people with depression and anxiety, yes, I talk about all kinds of things about ways to balance your brain chemistry naturally. If you are on psychiatric medication, obviously you need to talk to your doctor and get off of that slowly and easily. And in addition to the physical aspects, again, what is it at the soul level that you need in order to be healthy and happy? So again, a really long time ago, I understood that I need a lot of movement. I'm a lymph body type. And when I understood how much movement I actually need, I give myself permission to do that. I teach yoga 6 to 9 times a week. I go to the gym, I lift weights, I walk my dog, I garden. I understand that I personally need a tremendous amount of movement. And by finding healthy levels of movement in my life, then I can thrive. So we have to understand that depression is pressure. Depression is pressure. Often we are pressuring ourselves to do, be, or have what is comfortably beyond our personal limits. So overworking, ignoring what you're really thinking. Anxiety is also a form of internal pressure. So I know somebody who has a lot of headaches, and I know that she's pressuring herself because she's got these ideals that she's trying to meet, but she may not be thinking about what is it that I really need. So you may think, oh, I want to be rich and famous. But if you get there, you may be miserable because you're completely ignoring your core needs. So there may be many different reasons for depression and anxiety, but by compassionately recognizing our core needs and then honoring our own humanity, we can find our way back to balance. So as I conclude this broadcast, how can you give yourself more of what you really need? And as you recognize your needs, how can you do a better job of communicating effectively in a non-violent, respectful, kind, compassionate way to the people around you in expressing what you need? And by getting your needs met, by meeting your own needs and by asking for them from other people, then you can be happier and healthier naturally. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at katherinekerrigan.com and unlimitedenergynow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter, which is now available on Substack. Thank you so much for listening. And when you honor your needs and your own humanity, you can be happy and healthy naturally. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.